You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Any backstory here? This was yesterday's show, afternoon.
Yeah, it was yesterday's show, and before it got emailed out to all of us, I mean, the guy went on for like 2 minutes. I trimmed it down a little bit, but I'm pretty sure early on in the phone call, Braden had already texted me before the guy hung up saying, "You guys have to play this.
All right. Now, do you want to play it all the way through, or are we going to kind of pause and parse as we go along here?
We're going to get to the meat, I do believe.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Yep.
All right. The first one, I know last week I compared him to a couple old pros, but I have a new comparison.
Pause.
Talking about Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay.
Good. Old pros, but I have a new comparison. Antonio Cromartie. Because to me, that's the man with eight kids, the former Charger. Because to me, it's really obvious what Tatis is up to off the field.
What?
The second statement is also
how
comparison.
Is this just you coming up with something, or do you know something? What do we know?
To me, it's just really obvious. It's a really strong hunch.
So this man is certain that Fernando Tatis Jr. is fathering illegitimate children.
Sounds like that's what he's accusing him of, at least. That he has multiple kids out there. I don't know that that's true. Is it possible that he has children? Yes. I don't know everything about Fernando Tatis Jr. Is it possible that he's had relations with young women?
I wonder that if he's had relations before marriage.
Ooh. It's definitely possible. Just because that may be true doesn't necessarily mean you're Antonio Cromartie, though.
Correct.
It's a really strong hunch.
Okay.
So the second comparison is weird. Britney Spears.
Oh.
You know?
Right.
Young, innocent and good, and then after 10 years, pretty much bad. And then the third thing I want to say is his home run trot. That is the most disrespectful home run trot in the history of baseball. I really want to hear you defend this, because I don't know if it's how he stares at his home run for 5 seconds before jogging, which I know you've spoken out against people who do that.
Right.
I don't know if it's his bat flip. Or is it really what I think is the most disrespectful to the game thing he does, that stutter step before third base? That is so immature and disrespectful. I want to hear you defend that. I really do. Let's hear it.
Oh, my God. He's very aggressive and weird. And
so 90 seconds. You got Tatis as Antonio Cromartie.
With no basis whatsoever for making that claim.
Britney Spears, because, you know, at the beginning, young, up-and-coming superstar, everything was good.
And then just bad.
And then just bad.
After 10 years. Does that mean in 7 more years that Tatis is going to shave his head and, like, not be a star
Kevin
anymore?
Federline,
he's calling him Britney now. Like, he's saying that it's already gotten so bad that he's Britney Spears.
Taking away his decision-making capability?
Yes.
Old pros, but I have a new comparison. Antonio Cromartie.
To me, I'll tell you what it is.
The man with 8 kids, the former Charger.
It's hater.
Because to me, it's really obvious what Tatis is up to off the field.
It's hater ass, man. You look at Tatis and you're like, well, let's see. He's young. He's attractive. He is 1,000% lusted after by millions. Most of us are lucky in life to be lusted after by one woman. One. We're damn lucky that we even got one. Okay? And let's be honest. Do they really lust after us? That man could get damn near any woman he wanted. So it bothers people. They're jealous. It's just all that phone call is the dude is green with that.
What about the disrespectful home run trot?
Who is it disrespectful to? The pitcher?
I mean, he makes it sound like...
like he takes a dump on third base. Like
taking the briefest of pauses before he hits third base is something that, like, Rob Manfred needs to step in and address or something.
He's a kid. He's got his own flair. He is so exciting for the game. Here's the thing, though. I hate this. When you get those calls, and we've gotten them, too, and we've had arguments online and stuff, and... you know, you argue with Dodger fans or whatever, and, you know, man, the difference is this. When it's pissing rain outside and they're in a rain delay, you know what that guy doesn't see? Fernando Tatis Jr. standing outside signing autographs for kids. That's what you don't see. Like, it's the Manny effect, too. People create their own narratives about people. And what you don't see is, you know, we talked about a couple of months ago what Padres are most active in the community. And somebody wrote me and they go, dude, you know how much Manny does for, like, children's? He just doesn't brag about it, right?
It's a great point. I think, is it possible to be disrespectful to the game and to your opponents? Yeah, it is.
I think so, yeah.
It is possible to do that. I think we're getting into an era where a little more fun, a little more flair is acceptable in baseball, but you can still do it. It can still be disrespectful. So then you have to go deeper. All right, let's look at Fernando Tatis Jr. Is he disrespectful in the way he talks about his opponents?
No.
Never once. Is he disrespectful in the way he approaches the game of baseball? No, not at all. Does he work hard?
Yes.
Is he a good teammate? I mean, everything that we've seen tells you that he's not a disrespectful person in any sense of that, what could possibly fit that description.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.